Welcome back, Real Estate Rockstars. Today's show is for you if you love step-by-step checklists and tech apps that save you time. We dig into ways to make people want to give you their contact information, and then how to set up the workflow behind the scenes so that everything runs smoothly without your manual labor. This process is so good. Our guest has gotten 400 leads in the past 90 days by doing it. Speaking of our guest, her name is Lindsay Joe, and she's a solo agent out of Northern Virginia. Got her license at 22 years old. She's been in the game for 8 years and has closed $95 million by herself. She's grown her sphere from 1,800 people to 11,000 in just over a year. Real Estate Rockstars, welcome Lindsay Joe. Knowing what you know now, if you had to start over again from the ground up today, what would you do?
Yeah, so I think I would have spent more time developing my personal brand instead of just posting like random just listed and just sold photos, like hoping that it would bring me business. I really started trying to grow my social media a little over a year ago, and I had 1,800 followers at that point. And now a little over a year later, I'm almost at 11,000. And I really wanted to grow on social, but I had like no idea how to grow. So at the time, my buddy Ed Stulak was offering these 15-minute social chats where he would give advice about social media and just like how to grow on social. And so I jumped on a social chat with him, and he told me that my Instagram was cool, but it wasn't very authentic or relatable. So he told me to really post that authentic and relatable content. And he promised me that if I did that, then I would grow. So I took his advice, and the very next video that I posted was picked up by a pretty big real estate account, Eric, the Broke Agent. And then everything just kind of took off from there. So, you know, when I think about the type of content that like really helped grow my account, it was really that authentic and vulnerable content. You know, I don't know how you've been following my journey, but like 2022 was a really hard year for me. My mom was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's, and I was really struggling. And I looked around at like all my friends online, and all I saw were people who were winning. It was like another just listed post or just sold post. And I didn't really know like who to go to for help. And so now I need to be the agent who like I needed in 2022 when everything looked perfect on the surface, but deep down I was really struggling. So now I try to relate all of that content back to being authentic and vulnerable and still sprinkle in that real estate. Does that make sense? I feel like I just rambled on for like,
no, dude, it was perfect. Okay. So question though. So I know, whenever I think it's relatively common if we are in this Instagram, social media world, like actually doing research and homework, to hear people say authentic and relatable, you know, and I love it and I believe in it, but I know that, you know, hypothetically, if I'm a listener to this show, I'm like, yes, I want to be authentic and relatable, but what does that actually mean in regard to content? Like at what point do, because if my target audience is a client, am I speaking to them or am I sharing my personal stories, like as an, from an agent perspective, like what does that look like?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think when I started my social media journey, I was like, I'm going to be the funny girl. That is me. Like I'm going to post all these like silly, funny reels, because at the time there were no realtor women kind of being silly and funny online. So I would go on podcasts and I would say, I'm the silly girl in a mullet. I'm the funny one. And I realized though over time that I was not just the silly, funny girl, but it was more about being yourself and being authentic to who I was as a person. And so it kind of transitioned and evolved into more just being vulnerable online. Like I share everything. I've shared, you know, my mom's illness. I've shared my struggles. I think there is a point where, because you still want to get business, right? So you don't want to share everything, but I do feel like we have to share the wins as well as the really hard days in real estate, because it makes you so much more relatable to your audience. And I feel like a lot of times agents will just post their wins and just post their just listed posts or just sold posts. And it almost is like a commercial, right? Like, and we really tune out when we see commercials, like if we're watching TV. When we see a commercial, we tune out or we fast forward because we don't want to be sold to. And so we have to really bring people into our lives and make sure that we're showcasing who we are as individuals, as well as the real estate piece. Does that make sense?
Totally. And how much are you doing like personal sharing versus, is there anything that's like targeted specifically to, with the goal of like a call to action to, you know, get clients, or I don't know, is this strategic or is it kind of just like flowing with what feels natural? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I'm definitely not like a very strategic person when it comes to content. I'm strategic when it comes to like my back end systems, how I get emails, and that sort of thing. But in terms of the content side, I am more of like a creative. So it does kind of just flow naturally. But I really do feel like we attract our tribe of people and our tribe of clients that really want to work with us. I just got a listing agreement signed a couple of days ago from a client that was following me on Instagram. And when we talked on the phone, I said, you know, I know my Instagram is not for everyone, right? Like I have stuff on there that is like a little risky, you know, it's not for everybody. But at the same time, I really do believe that we attract our tribe of people and our tribe of clients who want to work with us. And if you don't want to work with me because I like shed a tear on Instagram or I wore a mullet, then I probably don't want to work with you.
I don't want to work with you.
Probably not like my ideal client, right?
Totally. Okay, gotcha. So you, Lindsay, you have gotten over 400 leads on Instagram in the past 90 days. So can you talk about actually getting business from Instagram?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So, you know, we always want to be extracting that data from our Instagram followers and getting their contact information because we don't own our Instagram followers, right? Instagram owns them. So it's our job to get the contact information off of Instagram. And we want to put that into our CRM. Or we want to put that into our email marketing database. And we can do that through, one of the ways we can do that is through hyper local guides or lead magnets. So think of a lead magnet as something of value that you're giving away to your followers in exchange for their contact information. So, you know, when you're creating your lead magnet, I like to use names that are hyper local with a number. So you could do like the 5 hidden food trucks in DC, top 10 brunches in DC, or the ultimate foodies guide to DC. So you want to think hyper local content. You also want to think, what does my ideal client like to do? And then create a guide around it. So if you're targeting, you know, first time home buyers in the city, a brunch guide would be great. Or, you know, something such as you have to think like, what do they want to do? And then create a guide around that or a lead magnet around that. Does that make sense?
Totally. And so to confirm, it's you're posting about, hey, you know, I just found these brunch spots or whatever. And then your call to action, like, is that in your caption? Is that in like the content itself? What does that look like?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a couple of different ways that you can promote it. I mean, you definitely, like going back to like the way that you name it, you want to use words like hidden or ultimate to really create that like sense of FOMO. You also want to do listicles because, you know, when you use a listicle or a number, there's a clear endpoint to the reader. There's a clear endpoint to your guide. And everyone who's like listening right now too can DM me the word guide to grab my free guide template. So if you DM me that word, the template will be sent to you automatically and it's compatible with Canva. So you can just like switch my photos out and put yours in. But once you have your guide ready, you can create what's called an opt-in form. So think about an opt-in form like a link that you click on where you input your information and then you click a submit button. And then magically, the information that you were requesting shows up in your email. So you can create your opt-in form using Flowdesk or Lead Pages. There's a bunch of different ones. I don't want to overwhelm the audience, but I would start with DMing me that word because then you're going to get what I'm talking about right away. And then look into Flowdesk where you can do an opt-in form because it's very simple.
Okay, you know I just DM'd you, right? Well, you know, it's automated.
Yeah.
So actually, with that, so, okay, step one, everyone's going to go to Lindsay's page, which by the way, her Instagram is Lindsay Jo, and that's Lindsay, E-Y with three Y's, underscore Jo as just J-O. So step one, go there, DM her guide. So that way we get the Canva template. And then from there, you said Flowdesk was your recommended?
Yes, Flowdesk for your opt-in form.
And that is just so I confirm. So I set up a Flowdesk account.
Yes.
And that will connect to my Instagram, will also connect to my CRM, or what does that look like?
So you create your form. So in Flowdesk, they have a form section. So you can create your form. So it'll just be like a little opt-in form. It'll say, you know, grab my, you can design it and it can say, grab my guide to the top 10 branches in DC. And then Flowdesk will give you a link that you can then share. So you copy your link and then you go to your Instagram to promote that link. And so when you promote your guide or that link on Instagram, you want to always do it in create mode with a black background and a single link to click on. I used to do a bunch of different sparkles and graphics when I'm like, when I was promoting my lead magnets, but it was so hard to convert people because there was just so much going on, you know? So you always want to do create mode in Instagram, black background, a quick little snippet of what they're getting. So grab my top 10 branches in DC guide, a link, your Flowdesk link that they created, and then an arrow. That's it.
I needed a second because I always mute myself. This is Evan, you can cut this if you want, but I always mute myself so you don't hear me typing because I'm literally typing notes the whole time. And I'm trying to follow along. Like I got your Instagram pulled up. I'm like searching Flowdesk. Yeah. We're doing the whole thing. That's something that like even right now when you were like always do it in create mode, I'm trying to figure out even what that is. So is it like you're going to go and create, you know, a reel or any content on your page, there's a specific mode called create mode?
Yeah. So if you open your Instagram and I'll just do it right now and then you click on your story with the plus.
Okay.
Then you click on camera. And then there's this little mode called create. It's like the little A, two A's. That's what you want to create. That's what we want to click on to do create mode. And that will give you the black background that you want.
Okay. And then that's the black background. And then you said with a single link to click on. Can we, and this is, I'm showing my age here. Can we now like post links and they...
Yeah,
because I thought that they weren't clickable except in your in your like bio section.
I'll show you. Yeah, so you can you want to type, so you could do like grab my guide, right? So now we typed out our text. You want to click next, and then there's this little like smiley face icon. It's a square smiley face, and then there's a link option in here under the smiley face. You click the link. That's where your opt-in form goes and you can customize the sticker text. So you can just do click here.
Oh, is this just on, this just stories? This isn't on your page.
Yes, this is just Instagram.
Okay, dude, we're back. I'm with you. I'm in 2024. I got it. Okay.
Yes.
I thought for some reason we were like posting on your page.
No.
And I was like, you can click from a photo on your.
No.
Okay, not yet. Maybe. Yeah, just stories. Okay, perfect. Well, and that's probably a good point too. Like I've heard somewhere, and I don't know, I'm curious about your thoughts. Like people, this one, you know, social media content creator that I follow is like, don't sell on your page, mostly sell in your stories.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sell as in like try to gather information.
Yeah. I would definitely say that stories are great for grabbing emails. And stories are great because they expire. So it's 24 hours and then they're gone. I've only ever tried to really promote something in my feed once. And it did great, but you don't want to do it too much because then it becomes like a commercial again, right? Like if you're constantly pushing out what you're trying to give away or what you're trying to get people to purchase or whatever, it becomes like a commercial. So I would stick with the stories.
Okay, perfect. So step one, to recap, we got Canva, we got the guide. Step two, we've got our opt-in form, which it's going to walk you through. You can customize. Step three is in a story, you're going to keep it super simple, create mode, black background, and then the link to grab the guide. What happens after I click the link, I fill out your form, you now have my name, phone, email, and I have your guide. What happens?
Yeah.
Or do I have your guide? Is it automatic? What happens?
It's automatic. So in Flowdesk, when you set up a form, you can actually set it up to have like a trigger response to where whenever somebody fills out that form, whenever they put in their contact information, your guide is sent to them automatically through Flowdesk. So you're going to automatically get that guide as soon as you fill out the form. So there's no like copying and pasting emails where you have to then like send it to them on the back end. I love like automated systems where everything is just done for you automatically. And yes. Then I can focus on the stuff that I love to do, which is like the creative kind of pieces within that.
Okay. So Flowdesk is triggering the email of the guide to the person. But now Flowdesk also automatically adds that contact information into your CRM?
You can do that. Yeah. So you can use a tool called Zapier where any information is then input into your CRM as well. So you can absolutely do that. I don't want to overwhelm people and be like super nerdy with all the tools.
The Zapier. Nerdy, I think it's helpful. I think it's super helpful because there's so many like, and I know I'm obsessed with automation, so I could be biased. I talk to agents all the time, and one of their problems is they don't have automations. Everything is manual. And so I think this step-by-step and not a million different ways to do things, but like Flowdesk, we have one option, you know, that sort of thing. And if they want more options, they can Google it and have 100 million more options because there's so many out there. Okay, perfect. So with that, and just curious for your own process. So do you zap it to your CRM? Is there outreach from it or do you stick to, you tell me.
Yeah. So I am like religious about my emails that I send out. And everybody hears email marketing and they think, ugh, it's outdated. Nobody opens emails. I'm telling you, I have a crazy high open email rate. It's all about what you're sending in those emails that are so important. So I email my agent email list once a week on Mondays. So I write a weekly BAM article and I don't reinvent the wheel. I'm already writing that article for them. So all I do is I take the first paragraph of that BAM article, I put it into my email that goes out to my agent database with a link where they can click and go back to the BAM site. And it sounds challenging, but it's very easy in Flowdesk to do. So I'm hitting my agent side once a week. And then on Fridays, I send out an email to all of my past clients, all of the online leads, people who haven't talked to me in 4 years, they're getting this Friday email. And I use an app called Nudge, where Nudge has local influencers that go and video different like fun things to do in DC. So they'll have like karaoke pop-up bars or like, you know, rainbow cookies or rainbow lattes in different areas, like very fun things. So I will take five of those things that are on the Nudge app and just copy and paste the links in there. And on Fridays, everybody in my consumer side will get that This Week in the City is what I call it. This Week in the City email that goes out. And people love it. They like look forward to that Friday email. Definitely utilize that email marketing. It's an easy way for me to stay top of mind with all my people all the time.
You mentioned Flowdesk again. So is Flowdesk the application that you're using to send out those agent emails and the Friday?
This
Week in the City.
Yes.
Okay. So
Flowdesk will, you can do your opt-in forms through Flowdesk and you can also send out your emails through Flowdesk. So Flowdesk is kind of like a MailChimp, but it's just more like, it fits with my brand a little bit better. MailChimp is like a little more like, you know, manly. Flowdesk is like the cursive and the cute clickable things. So it just fits my brand a little bit better. So that's why I use Flowdesk. But it's very similar to MailChimp.
Okay, gotcha. What is actually your CRM though? Is Flowdesk, Flowdesk a CRM? It's not.
So I use Follow Up Boss for my CRM. Yeah.
Smart. I feel like that's the one. That's the one in the agent space. In the like the digital marketing, like I'm way up on that train lately. It's like go high level. It's like the one. But Follow Up for like agent, it's so fun. I'm so curious always like what people are using and what's working now.
Yeah. I think so many people are always concerned about what do you use? What CRM and all that? And I'm like, any CRM that you use works. Is the best for you. You know what I mean? Don't get so caught up in like that. I try to tell agents this all the time. Like, don't get so caught up in like what everyone's using. Just use something. Like, even if it's an Excel spreadsheet that you look at every day and you know what you've got to do and tackle for the day, use that, but you know, follow-up boss has really worked well for me for the last 8 years. And so I'll continue to use that.
That makes sense. Yeah. I do think that there's a part of it where, you know, agents are just trying to look for whatever they think would be easier than facing, figuring out what's in front of them. Cause it is, I mean, there's no shortcut. Every CRM has a learning curve. It's all going to have their quirks. So I love that you just said that. Let me see. I want to make sure that I hit on all of this. So we are doing once a week to that agent email list. We have your once a week email to your clients, but you also have this awesome tool for us. Listeners, Lindsay provided 1,000 emails in 120 days as her tool for the toolbox. So make sure you go to realestaterockstarsnetwork.com and get her free grab. So Lindsay, could you, now that we're on the email train, what is this tool?
Yeah. This is an awesome, awesome tool for you guys for sure. It goes so in depth in terms of like how I've gotten so many emails in the last 4 months. So I know we talked a little bit about the free guide, but you can also do, one of my favorite things to do is a Starbucks giveaway. So if you're, it's in that toolkit too, but Starbucks giveaway. So you can essentially give away a free Starbucks drink in exchange for contact information. And I do this through ManyChat. So ManyChat, just how I told you guys to DM me the word guide to grab my guide. ManyChat, you can, you know, pick a trigger word and then the response will be, you know, that Starbucks drink or that guide. So I love to put it up on my Instagram story and say, DM me the word Starbucks and get a free Starbucks drink. And so I'm getting these local people's contact information using ManyChat. And then, you know, they get a free Starbucks drink in exchange. And then now they're on my email list forever and ever, where I'm emailing them once a week. They're constantly seeing my face, Lindsay, 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 every Friday.
Dude, this guide is amazing.
It's top notch, right?
Holy, yeah. It is 13 pages. Yeah, okay, y'all, listeners, you know how it was like just digging in, okay, step one, do this, whatever. Yeah. Y'all don't need any of that. It is in the guide. And it has the visual cues and it talks about Zapier and it has the Instagram stories with the link. All the things that we just talked about and more is in this freaking guide.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and with it, so we have the stories that have the Flowdesk, but we have also have ManyChat. So can we talk about the difference? Let's dig into that. Yeah.
So ManyChat, so you set up a trigger word like guide, like just how I told you guys to DM me that word guide to grab my free guide. So, you know, ManyChat's a little bit different in terms of you're talking with people in the DMs, where the Flowdesk opt-in form is just on your story. So you're sending them to a landing page. Landing page sounds scary, but it's just think of landing page as like a different site other than Instagram, right? We're sending them to an opt-in form where they put in their information. That's the Flowdesk piece. ManyChat is you're having a conversation with that person in your Instagram DMs, but it's all AI. So it's kind of like a bot, if that makes sense. And people know that it's not you, but I feel like it converts a little bit better because if people can communicate with your likeness, then it makes them feel like they're speaking to you. And I found that it converts a little bit better than Flowdesk. But the goal is still the same. Extract the contact information from Instagram, put it into your CRM or your email marketing database. There's just different ways for you to kind of do that. So ManyChat is an awesome tool. Also AI, love AI. I use ManyChat a lot and it's just a very easy, simple way to like set up your trigger word and your flow to get that information out to that person without you ever having to send it to them manually.
Oh, my favorite thing. Okay. And costs all around, because I know that that's another thing that goes through people's minds. They're like, I want all of these things in my tech stack, but before I know it, I'm terrified of thousands of dollars of overhead.
For sure. What does that look like? So Flowdesk is $39 a month and then ManyChat is $15 a month and Canva is free.
How much is Follow Up Boss? Are you like a solo agent, or do you have like a whole?
I'm a solo. Yeah. I have the entry level. So I only pay like $70 a month for Follow Up Boss, but it works for me, you know?
Okay, perfect. Okay, so at this point, we are all spun up on the fact that you're using your Instagram to grab contact information with a variety of different methods. And then once you have that contact information, you're sending out at least one email a week to, depending on which type, whether it's an agent lead or a client lead. And what other is like your weekly email and your Instagram page, like those are your two type of touch points, or are you doing other types of like follow-up to nurture?
Yeah. I have so many things. We could go in like so many different directions for this. In terms of like my sphere, I love to do the real estate health checkup message out to them. So I have one video that I recorded professionally in a podcast studio that just basically says like, you know, this is your real estate health checkup. We go to the doctor once a year. Why don't we have a real estate health checkup every year? You know, you should. And then I'll say, you know, below this video, there's, you know, everything that has sold in your neighborhood in the last 6 months. And I have my VA pull all of that information for me, so I don't have to do it. Because again, like I'm all about like making other people do the annoying things that I don't want to do, so I can focus on like the creative piece and the stuff that I really like to do. Then he pulls that information, sends it to me in an email. The subject line is the past client's name, and then I send it out to them. So that's one thing. I'm all about like making things look great, right? So we record it in a professional podcast studio, so the quality is there, but it's one video. So instead of doing like a Loom video where it's you tied to the computer where you're saying, this is everything that sold in your neighborhood in the past 6 months. Here's this one had a garage, here's this one didn't. I'm creating one email. I'm having my VA do all the work for me, and I'm just sending it out. So
have you dabbled with, and the name's going to escape me, the AI that like does the personalized, the mouth wig? It's like, hey, Lindsay, hey, Shelby, for the same video.
I've seen it done, but I feel like you can tell.
Yeah.
I feel like you can tell that it's not really me.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it is you, except in those words were not the words that came out of your mouth.
I
haven't dug deep enough to know whether or not like how realistic it looks, but if it doesn't look realistic now, it's going to, like, it's coming.
Oh, for sure. I believe it.
So I love that real estate health checkup thing. Super cool idea. And a great way to stay front of mind. Do you have any other little tips like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like tips and tidbits. I think for the most part, you know, my days are pretty stacked with appointments and all these different things. So it's kind of like, I don't want to say survival mode, but I try to have as many things on the back end that can help me catch everybody. And I try to follow those systems, like, you know, the weekly email and that sort of thing. But I have like a list of people who are actively out searching right now for their next home, or in terms of like listings that are ready to get on the market. And I kind of live off of that list in my phone. So that's like my priorities that I need to deal with, you know, daily and right then and there. And then I have all of those back end kind of systems to help in terms of, you know, making sure that I'm following up with people and nurturing people and staying top of mind with them.
What other techie things, whether it doesn't have to be in the marketing lead generation space, but you mentioned a list on your phone. Is it just like the notes, or what is in literally your world?
It's literally just in the notes. It's not, it's nothing fancy. But yeah, it's just literally like every time I think of something that I need to do, I'll just put it in my notepad in my phone. That way I can remember to go ahead and not forget about it.
Okay, perfect. And
I'm trying to think of other AI tools. I guess Scribe is really cool. I love Scribe. Right. Have you heard of Scribe?
I have, and I just started using it. It's freaking amazing, but please tell listeners what it is.
Okay. So I was having a lot of people reach out asking me like different questions, like, hey, how do you extract an audio from a clip and put it into CapCut and, you know, edit an Instagram reel? And so I was finding myself like taking so much time trying to explain all these little things. Where Scribe, what it does is it records your your laptop or it records your phone and it learns your behavior. So whenever you tap on something, it records that. And then so you literally just go through the process of whatever you're trying to do. Like, so for example, I did that CapCut thing, that CapCut training. And within 1 minute, it created a step-by-step like instruction manual that I could send to this agent saying exactly what you were supposed to do. So it's literally saved me so much time. Even just like sending stuff to assistants too, like, you know, it saves you so much time. It's crazy.
That's exactly where I use it. I use it with my VAs when I'm like, 'cause I onboarded a new VA and the one who left like trained maybe 75%, but there's still that 25%. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to have to explain this. And so it's so cool to just be able to be like, this is click, click, click type, you know, lock, whatever, and then just send. Yeah. And it's this beautiful instruction. And also, like, I think it would be really helpful if you know, listeners out there who you do run a team, because how many times are you explaining things to newer agents or even transaction coordinators or whatever? And it's just like so helpful. And it's a Chrome extension. Yeah. Isn't it free? I'm pretty sure it's free.
I pay.
Could have lied.
I pay for it. I can't remember how much it is. I think it's like less than $30 a month, but it is well worth it. I use it every single week for my BAM articles too, because I write weekly articles for BAM. And a lot of those articles are very tactical stuff. And so I used to have to screenshot my laptop and go step by step. And it was killing me. Scribe. Yeah. Now I'm done in 2 minutes and they embed the code right into the article. So people can just click through. It's so much easier, so much better.
Tips like that just are such a game changer.
Such a game changer. I mean, you could literally, like, if you, going back to the team thing, if you wanted to teach a brand new agent how to write a contract, you literally just go through the motions of writing your contract. Scribe records it all. And then you have a beautiful PDF that you can send right to your agent. They're going to know exactly where to click in your MLS, what to highlight in terms of the tax record. You know exactly, they're going to know exactly what to do and be set up for success. So
forever too, because then it's a beautiful PDF that you can use for the next 10 agents.
Yeah, for sure.
Until the contract changes next year. But I know. Okay. So is there anything that we didn't hit on that you wanted to talk about today?
We talked about ManyChat. We talked about the Starbucks giveaway. We talked about Zapier, Flowdesk, the opt-in forms. I think we hit on all the things that I feel like any agent who's wanting to get more organized or get more business from Instagram would really want to know.
Totally. Okay, Lindsay, what does the future hold for you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I love that question. I feel like if you told me that I was going to be here a year ago, like sitting here with you on this podcast, I would have told you that you were lying. I failed high school speech class because I was like literally so terrified of speaking in front of people. And I would always watch women on stage or on podcasts. And I would be like, wow, like, look at her. Like, she's really doing it. She's really going for it. And that's great for her, but that will never be me. And so I've just seen such a transformation in my own life in the last year and just like doing the scary things that help us grow as people. And so for the future, like, I will be continuing to grow my brand, like in the thought leadership space, specifically with women empowerment and encouraging women realtors to get out there and do the scary things that we need to do in order to grow. Because, you know, if we're not growing, we're dying. And I know that sounds a little woo-woo, but like, think of a flower, right? If we're not growing, we're dying. So if we're fast forwarding a year, I see myself on a lot more stages, continuing to, you know, push women realtors to kind of level up and grow.
So cool. I love it. And I love that, man, it is so feminine that you use the flower example. Cause I hear, and I have a military background and I grew up with boys. And so I'm much more like, I don't know, rough around the edges, but that's a beautiful way to hear say it. Cause all of them is like evolve or die. But yours is like, it's like a flower. Which I love it.
It's just crazy to think back like a year ago, like where I was, you know? And so now I'm like so passionate about helping other women grow and like doing the scary things, doing the terrifying things, because I can tell you, I never would have imagined myself doing any of this stuff a year ago. I would have never thought I would be here. But
you pumped me up, Lindsay.
Yeah, everything can change for you in a year. Like, literally, it really can. If you have the vision and you have the drive and the hustle, like, you could do it.
That's awesome. Okay, yeah. Wrap up question number one. What is something cool that you've learned recently?
Yeah. I would say that our success and our like worthiness is not dependent on the amount of homes that we sell. I remember I had like a record breaking year a few years ago. I sold more real estate than I ever had. And I'm not going to say numbers because that's cringy and that's annoying, but it was a lot and I made a lot of money and I was a miserable human. I was so freaking burnt out and I was so sad and so miserable. And I feel like I really had to define the impact that I wanted to make in our industry. And so I feel like for everybody listening, I just don't want you to believe that the more homes you sell, the better of a person you are or the more successful you are, because life is so short and it really doesn't matter how many homes you sell. So I just don't want the listeners to get trapped in that kind of cycle of feeling like, oh, you know, I had this great year last year and now it's slower, whatever. Your success and your worthiness as an individual is not dependent on your home sales.
So, what events are you going to this year in the next 12 months?
Yeah, anything that is BAM related. I'm like BAM all the way. BAM is like the number one resource for agent education. Truly, like nobody is doing more for agents right now. So anything that they're going to do, I'll be there. I'll also be at the Real Rise conference in October. So that's pretty much all I have for events that I'm going to, other than the ones I'm speaking at. So I'll speak at a handful of ones. Like I'm going to speak at one, you know, this month. I just spoke at one a few weeks ago. So
cool. So badass. Yeah. And I'm like very much, I mean, listeners probably know that I'm like on the BAM train. Cause I got Eric on, you know, yes. And then from there I was like, Eric, who should I get on the show? And like, that's literally how you are here and how Brad McCallum and how Matt Leonetti and all of these people. So, and the more I dig into it, it's very cool. Like because originally when I found Eric, I didn't even know his name was Eric. I was like, it's the broke agent. I've been following him for years and he's hilarious. Yeah. Like, I wonder who this dude is.
Yeah.
And now it's cool to like, once you go into the universe that is BAM, I'm like, wow, y'all are doing it. It's very cool.
Yeah. It's very disruptive. Like, I've never seen anything like it. And I feel like, you know, we all see the broke agent memes and we all laugh and we just think, oh, he's just like a guy who tells jokes. Right. Yeah. But Eric is a genius. Like, he is so methodical with the content that he puts out, and he really cares about the content that he puts out for agents. For sure. He wants it to be tactical information that can really help agents grow. And I've just never seen anything like it. So I'm like BAM cult all the way.
Totally. Drink all the Kool-Aid. Yeah. Okay, Lindsay, how can listeners help you in your business and where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. I'm Lindsay Joe. Three Y's. And I think the only thing that you could really do to help me grow would just be engage with my content. Shoot me a DM if you're ever struggling. I have a very big heart to help serve other agents who, you know, are struggling and who might need some help. So, you know, I just don't ever want anybody to feel alone because I know what that feels like. And so I have a big heart to make sure that everybody feels included. And so I think, you know, that's how you can help me, is if you're feeling, you know, if you're feeling like you're struggling, shoot me a DM and, you know, we can chat and just engage with my content.
Perfect. Love it. And listeners, you guys know that you can also hang with us if you want to. Me and Aaron, Aaron's the owner of the show and he's Aaron Amuchastegui on the gram. I'm the Shelby Show. We also want to hear from you. And Lindsay, dude, you are freaking awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
Course. And Real Estate Rockstars, thanks for listening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.